to pass. Corbel has some time. He fires this one deep down the middle, looking for Creed Bologna. Leaps up, and he makes the catch in the back of the end zone. Touchdown, Shoreman. It's a 28-yard touchdown pass from Michael Corbel to Creed Bologna. And that'll make it 7-6. Avon Lake an extra point away from tying this up with 7:07 left in the second.
You might be asking yourself, why are we playing a highlight from a touchdown that was scored at the end of the regular season? Well, all season long, we had our Touchdowns to Tackle Hunger campaign, and we're very, very pleased to announce that a heck of a lot of money was donated because of all those touchdowns that were scored. And here to elaborate on that and much, much more here on our very first interview segment of today's show, we've got Chris Seitler with Jamie's Carpet Shop, and we've got Susan Bartosz with Second Harvest Food Bank joining us here. Guys, thank you both so much for joining us on the show today, and we've got some very exciting news to share a little bit later on. We've got a check presentation for this Touchdowns to Tackle Hunger campaign, and, you know, Susan, we'll start with you before we start getting into the dollar amounts and all that other exciting stuff. But, you know, I want to say it was back in the summertime, and we had talked to Julie Chase Moorfield. She was telling us about the value of a dollar and just how far that can go. I want to give you an opportunity to kind of elaborate on that and talk about how important donations like this are, because you guys can do so much with just a dollar.
Well, absolutely. For every dollar that we get donated, we can provide 5 meals. And when you consider that we're feeding about 88,000 people a year, individual people, and that means there might be a few people that might visit a pantry or soup kitchen more than once in the whole year, we need the meals, and especially for kids.
No question about it, and especially this time of year. And again, we'll come back around to that a little bit later on, but, you know, I tell you what, Chris, this has got to be a lot of fun for you to be involved with this whole process. And, you know, $620 raised this season with all of the high school football touchdowns to tackle hunger on Friday nights, and we had plenty throughout the course of the year. Chris, give us an idea as to why this is so exciting for you to be involved with this whole process.
Well, you know, it's great that it shows the way a business can support a community and the needs of a community, as well as support the athletic association, in this particular case football, and hopefully we're providing some motivation for the kids. Hopefully those coaches are saying, hey, remember tonight, score a touchdown, you know, we're making money for people that need it through the Second Harvest Food Bank.
Now, I've got to ask, because, you know, this thing starts all the way back in late August. I think August 30th was our first game. How often do you guys get an opportunity to check back and see how many touchdowns are scored on the Friday night? Do you guys find yourselves doing that from time to time, checking in on that number?
From my perspective, I don't. I like the surprise at the end of the year. I really love it.
Well, I do, from a standpoint that I live in Amherst, so I check on those games, and then I check in on the radio to see who's playing and what's going on and everything like that. So, and it's really a great way to be involved in the community and see what else is going on.
Well, I thought about you guys, I want to say it was 2 months ago. I was at a game where the final score was 70-50. And I thought, boy, this would have been a perfect game for the Touchdowns to Tackle Hunger campaign, because there would have been a heck of a lot of money raised, no question about that. Well, you know, Chris, I'll pass the buck over to you here. I mean, because Jamie's Carpet Shop, the ones donating to Second Harvest Food Bank, and I know this is the very exciting part of the process for you when you get a chance to hand over the check to Second Harvest Food Bank.
Yeah, you know, we've been very blessed at Jamie's Carpet Shop. We've been in business for over 50 years. I've been there for 35 years, and having charitable causes to give back to means a lot to everybody at Jamie's Carpet Shop, the whole staff. We have our programs. So this, the $620, was really exciting to be able to write the check. But, Susan, what was really more exciting was, and I think $620 was how many meals?
3,100.
3,100 meals. Well, let's double that up to 6,200 meals, because we doubled
all
the amount.
All right.
Very cool.
And that's because of the staff and the commitment we have in our customers who have trusted us for all these years and continue to come to Jamie's Carpet Shop for their flooring needs. And like I always promise, you know, we're just making enough money to try to give some back too. So that's what we do. The money stays here in the county.
Very cool stuff, Chris. That's fantastic. So doubling that amount of 620 to Second Harvest Food Bank. And Susan, I'm going to throw it back to you here for just a moment too, because, you know, we mentioned we come back to the idea that this time of the year, that's just so important, because there are so many families that unfortunately have a difficult time finding out where that next meal is going to come from. So what, doubling that total, that's got to be very exciting news for you guys.
Well, absolutely. And just to give you, this is our busiest time of year in terms of distribution. So many of the things that we do are related back to poundage, too. It's just a logistics thing. So to give you an idea of kind of what we're doing, November and December are the two busiest times. And in November alone, we distributed 900,000 pounds of food.
Wow.
December will be about the same, but we're, you know, just kind of at the beginning of it. People are looking to be able to have holiday meals, family meals, and the whole concept of dignity with family as best as they can. So we're doing everything we can to get the food out. And we're working with a lot of school districts now, too. So this kind of makes sense, too, with the high school football teams, too. So
how are you guys working with some of the school districts as well? How does that whole relationship work?
Well, it's really awesome. We have, we're working with Lorain School District, Elyria School District, Grafton, which would be Midview, Clearview, and we're going to just be starting with Sheffield and Sheffield Lake. And it's basically a school pantry. So we load up our trucks. And it's all prearranged with the schools, and it's an after school. It's once a month at all these, and we literally go to the school and have a pantry, and it's for families. So it's for students that go to that school district, as well as, you know, it could be a senior that lives across the street. So
very, very cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And, well, it's interesting because you're right that there's such a fascinating tie-in.
It's
there.
It's a tie-in, to the athletics. And I'll tell you what, there's all, and this started a little bit over a year ago, and it was such a tremendous program last year that we're actually increasing and getting more school districts involved, because the teachers and the counselors and the coaches and some of even the sports teams that are practicing after school will come and want to volunteer and help at the distribution. So it's just kind of good all around.
I find that part of it perhaps to be the most rewarding, because what you guys are doing is fantastic, especially this time of the year when everybody should be able to kind of share in that holiday cheer. But, you know, Chris, when you hear stuff like that, that's got to make you extraordinarily pleased as well, to know that the check you're cutting is going to a great organization. You're helping out so many different people too, but it's not just the money as well. It's everything that's surrounding it as well. I mean, you have people volunteering, having a great time, and they're donating not only their money, but they're donating their time as well. Yeah. And they're really getting an opportunity to contribute to something so special.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's, again, you know, programs like this and bringing the awareness to the need, and whether it's a crisis or not, I mean, it's making it known to people that there's things you can do, there's things I can do, and together we'll overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I'm fascinated, too, by the whole process. So you mentioned that, you know, a lot of the kids get involved. Mm-hmm. They volunteer their own time. A lot of parents get involved. They volunteer their time as well. This time of the year, I feel like you see a lot of that. But, you know, I think it's important to note, too, that this happens all year round. This is a 12-month-a-year type deal. I know we all get caught up in the whole holiday aspect of it. But, I mean, this is the kind of thing that needs to happen 12 months out of the year.
Absolutely. And that's kind of why we're working so hard. And it's a little bit easier this time of year because people – think of it, but the further away you get from the holidays, it's not top of mind. And so, you know, but we're plugging along, and it all works out.
Absolutely, it all works out. Well, there's a check presentation that we'll take care of here in just a couple of moments. We've got the big check. Like, I'm not sure if you've seen the movie Happy Gilmore, where Happy walks away with a bunch of gigantic right. checks in the back of his car. He looks at the guy and says, "Hey, where's my check? Oh, you don't get one." Well, that guy got one. Just give me one of those big ones. I don't care. So we've got one of those big checks. We've got to change the dollar amount down there because it was something we weren't expecting. Chris definitely stepped up, and we've got a bigger amount to go on that check. So we'll have that check presentation in just a little bit. We'll certainly post the pictures and get them up on all the social media platforms as well. But this is a lot of fun, guys. We enjoy doing this every single year. It's exciting for us on Friday nights to keep a tally as to how much money's being donated to Second Harvest Food Bank. And we appreciate you guys coming in studio. We love doing this interview to kind of recap it at the end of every season also. So, Chris and Susan, thank you guys both so much for coming in here.
Absolutely, thank you.
Thank you, and thanks so much. Chris has been a great friend of ours for many years, and you guys are always there for us. So thank you so much.
Thank you, and again, Chris, thanks for doubling, man. That adds more fuel to the fire. This is really cool stuff.
Right, let's go. Go teams. Let's do it again next year. Let's get it.
That's right. Maybe we'll get a 70-50 game next year that we could.
Hoorah.
Yeah, that's right. All righty. Let's step aside.